AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Just a few months ago, we saw Florence Henderson cheering on her TV daughter as Maureen McCormick competed on Dancing with the Stars. But there's now word that the mom from TV's Brady Bunch has died of heart failure in California.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Millions love the innocent sitcom about a blended family. The Brady Bunch, which aired in 1969, returned to TV in various forms again and again until 1990. Henderson told the AP in 2008 that she didn't mind playing Carol Brady.
They don't know about my Broadway career, about all my musical performances, my acting on so many other things, and that's okay. Because of that little show, I receive so much affection from all over the world.
A statement from her manager says the actress died surrounded by family and friends. Florence Henderson was 82. President-elect Donald Trump says he did a little work on the holiday, trying to prevent an Indiana air conditioning company from moving jobs to Mexico.
During the campaign, Trump mentioned often about Carrier Air Conditioning's plan to move 1,400 jobs from Indiana to Mexico.
Stay where you are or build in the United States.
The president-elect tweeted, working hard even on Thanksgiving, trying to get Carrier AC to stay in the U.S. He added, making progress, we'll know soon. During one of the GOP debates back in February, Trump said Carrier will have to pay to move to Mexico.
I'm going to tell them right now, I am going to get consensus from Congress, and we're going to tax you when those air conditions come.
Carrier says it has had discussions with the incoming administration. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. officials say an American service member in Syria has died from wounds suffered in an IED blast. North Korea says it's discussed the issue of American and Canadian detainees with the Swedish ambassador in the country. The North is holding at least two Americans and one Canadian. This is AP Radio News. Two jail inmates are still on the loose after four men escaped from a California jail. Santa Clara County Sheriff Sergeant Rich Glennon says authorities detected a window that had been tampered with.
Bars that were cut, and then also in the top picture, the bars that are missing for them to actually get out of the cell. You can also notice that the bed sheet, I think, is tied to one side and hanging out the window.
Two of the men were recaptured just outside the jail after the Wednesday night escape. Well, not only were Costa Rica and Nicaragua dealing with the effects of a weakening Hurricane Otto on Thursday, but residents were also shaken by a magnitude 7.0 earthquake that occurred off El Salvador's Pacific coast.
The faults go from basically Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica.
Yana Persley is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey. No reports, though, of serious damage or injuries. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.